It's Wednesday, June 1st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Reporting ransomware highlighted by the U.S. government. What's the buy-in on cyber insurance? And not in my backyard gets clever pushback. This is the Business of Tech. Before the long holiday weekend, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee urged the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to implement new ransomware reporting rules as quickly as possible. In a 51-page report, an increase in the number of attacks on U.S. schools, local governments, and healthcare facilities took center stage. Also of note, explicitly calling out the number being underreported. Quote, both federal agencies and private companies raised concerns regarding the lack of visibility into the full scope of ransomware threats and cryptocurrency ransom payment, the report explained. The report noted that both the FBI and CISA both claim to have the one-stop website for reporting attacks, ic3.gov and stopransomware.gov. Speaking of the FBI, they warned in a new alert that Russian cybercrime is leveraging network credentials and VPN access of employees from U.S. colleges and universities. Most come from spear phishing. And speaking of underreporting, it's not just a U.S. problem. Royal Holloway in the U.K. also released a report focused on this gap. Finally, as an update to a story we've been tracking, Costa Rica took another blow on the ransomware front as the Hive operation hit the public health service there. Their computer systems were taken entirely offline. In an IT services twist, it seems Conti, who was responsible for the attacks that resulted in the national emergency and statements of war I've previously covered, has actually partnered with several organizations, including Hive, as Conti itself is slowly shutting down. Why do we care? This should be a notable point for those who cover partnerships in the channel. The ransomware operators partner too. How about that? A morbid validation of the partnership model for sure. So, is it the FBI or CISA that leads? That debate will need to be shaken out and worth watching over time. I'd offer for technology companies that either seems like a perfectly reasonable starting point, and note, that the real value is in the reporting. Be prepared to report. It's going to be critically important ongoing. And the way to get prepared is before you need to do it. A study by the insurance company Marsh with Microsoft has found that less than two-thirds of company decision makers believe cyber insurance is worth the cost. That's up 30% since 2019. Why do we care? Well, that's the data point, just the one. Decision makers are doubting the value of cyber insurance. Can't say I'm surprised. Costs are going up. It's a lot harder to get. And for me, the most critical argument would be that if you're prepared for the incident, you might not need it. If you have a specific plan to deal with a breach, which includes the predisposition to tell the criminals to F off, the plan may assume some level of downtime and have a plan to offset it. Sure, it would be nice to have the insurance payment, but it's unnecessary. Now, do I believe that two-thirds of companies are ready? No, I do not. That said, it seems like a solid position. You don't need insurance because we have the plan ready to go. This is what that incident will look like and what it'll cost. That seems sensible to me. Here's a clever use of tech. Fast Company reported on a new SimCity-like platform that allows communities to submit plans for development projects. If a resident objects to a development project in their own backyard, the tool requires users to put forth plans that meet preset housing targets, thus requiring people to bring solutions, not just not in my backyard. Called Balancing Act, it's already being used in cities in Northern California. Why do we care? While a very cool piece of tech, my interest in this was the approach, empowering those with objections to offer alternatives. Instead of saying, we don't want this one thing, the system forces the objector to wrestle with the challenges the decision maker is handling. And that approach felt worth highlighting. Where are other places we could apply this? I'd offer that our entire space of services likely has areas this approach would work on. Don't worry so much about needing the tech. Consider the process. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today is apparently several days. It is Global Running Day. It is also National Go Barefoot Day and National Heimlich Maneuver Day. So global running, but nationally barefoot. And then Heimlich Maneuver in case you need it. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.